The war in Afghanistan has been grinding on for 18 years, and during that time, Afghans have tried bravely to go about life with a sense of normalcy. In a town just north of Kabul, 1,200 boys go to school, just trying to get an education, even though the school itself sits on the front lines of battle. The BBC's Aulia Atrafi visited the school and brings us this report.
Before the lessons begin each day, the army, who have a base next door, drive an armored Humvee vehicle into the schoolyard to protect the staff and pupils while they sing the national anthem. That's because the school is sitting close to the front line between the Taliban and the Afghan government forces.
Number 4. The boy is 10.
An English lesson at the school. But even when the students are in the classrooms, they are not safe. With the Taliban firing rockets at the government troops, who respond with tank fire. The head teacher is Muhammad Ayub Safi.
Our students come here from across the area. And while no one targets them on purpose, they do get caught in the crossfire. Over the last 20 years, around 50 students and 12 teachers have been killed or injured.
Year 11 pupil Ziarmal Danish wrote this poem after one of his friends was killed by a stray bullet.
Our friend Qasim Ibrahimi was killed. We began hating everything about the school and decided not to come here anymore. But our parents and siblings persuaded us to come back.
Ziarmal's father is Bakhtullah Amiri.
Despite all the dangers, I send my son to school so that he studies and gains an education, because my generation have been deprived of knowledge and culture. I don't want my son to suffer the same fate.
Several of Ziarmal's classmates, including Niaz Muhammad, live on the Taliban side of the front line.
When I leave my house in the morning, I first greet the Taliban. Then, when I cross to the government side, I greet the soldiers. Sometimes they start fighting each other and we get caught in the crossfire.
Both Taliban and government combatants send their children to the school, but their boys face each other in a much more peaceful way on the cricket field. And as this student, Din Muhammad, explains, despite all the violence, they have not given up hope.
Education is very important. It can make our lives. If we study, peace and security will fall into place.
Life at school for one group of Afghan boys, the BBC's Aulia Atrafi reporting there from Kapisa province in Afghanistan.